The president-elect was in town just one day after news of Branstad's appointment was confirmed.
I am now honored to welcome to the stage our next ambassador to China, your governor, and I can truly say your great governor, Terry Branstad. Come up, Terry.
Wow. President-elect Trump. Fellow Iowans.
He's going to do so great.
Lutheran pastor Mark Baldwin came to see Trump, but also the governor.
Especially now that he's going to be the ambassador to China, that's pretty cool. And I think he's got great connections with China. That's obviously, he's been over there many times.
With Governor Branstad acknowledged, Trump turned his attention to the Iowa voters who helped him win.
I'm here today for one main reason, to say thank you to the great, great people of Iowa. Boy, did you deliver. So we won almost every single county in the state.
The cheering crowd sported red Make America Great hats. Des Moines retiree Lou Ann Kuiper came out to wish the president-elect well.
We are just so excited and so relieved and so optimistic, and we just wanted to be able to give back the energy, some energy back to President-elect Trump.
Kuiper found no fault with Trump's performance so far. She does not find it unpresidential that the president-elect is sending out tweets in the middle of the night.
It's something I've heard too, so you're right on with that. But I find that interesting because in some ways, to me, why aren't people saying, look at this president-elect? I mean, he's on the cutting edge. I mean, he's involved in technology.
Judy Gray of Titonka also approves of Trump's initiatives so far.
He's going to shake some things up, and maybe for the better. Like even the Air Force One, why do we have to spend so much? Those kind of things.
That's a reference to the president-elect threatening to cut off funding for the new jet after a Boeing executive questioned his trade policies. Protesters briefly drew some attention with a banner reading, Iowa says no to hate. Trump said the protesters are on our side, they just don't know it yet. He wrapped up the night with a rousing round of promises.
We will make America strong again. We will make America rich again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Iowa. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you, Iowa. God bless you. Thank you.
And the president-elect says he's well on his way to making America rich. He takes credit for the current record stock market performance. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.